Are there such things as ghosts? Can we communicate with the dead? Why are so many people fascinated with movies about demon possession? Are there intelligent beings who exist outside of our ability, of our five senses? Fascinating questions many of us consider. Today we're going to tackle the important questions, are there spirits and demons, in part two of the spirit realm. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
Today on Good News Radio, we join host Gary Petty at a live seminar in San Antonio, Texas, as he talks about the spirit realm.
But that's the core essence of so much of paganism, because why? Because people feel helpless. At the core, they're helpless. At the core of who they are, they need something. And in that fear and in that anxiety and in that emptiness, if we just say the right things and burn the right incense, then we can get this spirit or that spirit or some other spirit to now do what we want, and we will be taken care of. We'll now be safe. Now we'll get rain on the crops. Now, you know, if we do the right dance, then the god of the weather will give us the rain in due season. Now, the answer, there is, you know, this is a mystery. There's a deep mystery inside all of us. And the answer is actually very, very simple. The answer is that there is a creator God. And that creator God made you and made me. And that creator God allowed us to experience good and evil, and we have become a mixture of both. And inside us is a huge void that needs God. We were designed to have a relationship with our Creator. No, if you have a best friend or a husband or a wife or your child, and you're used to being with them all the time, and you're separated for a while, you feel this huge sort of aching void, right? This loneliness. The loneliness we feel so much of the time, the anxiety, we don't even realize what it is. It is a need for God. But we're separated from God because we are a mixture of good and evil, and He is good. And now we're back to the central gospel message. How God sent Jesus Christ to this earth, His only Son, to die and be resurrected and return to the Father, to take our sins upon Himself so that we can have this relationship. And that Jesus Christ is going to return to set up God's kingdom on the earth. The mystery is that simple. There's no incantations involved. There's no books where we have to go to and learn all the magic symbols. There's no secret codes. It's a relationship with the person who made us. But also we have to realize in that great spiritual void, there are other beings who wish to pervert that relationship. There are other beings who believe that pure selfishness is the answer to all problems. Look at 2 Corinthians verse 11. 2 Corinthians verse 11. And the effect that Satan has on religions cannot be discounted. The effect that Satan has had on the formation of the last 2,000 years of Christianity can't be discounted. The effect that Satan has on you and me every day can't be discounted. But science has done away with him, and paganism has done away with him, and in all honesty, much of Christianity has now done away with him. Relegated him to a myth. Relegated him to, you know, a couple horns and a pitchfork and a tail. Oh, if it was only that simple. 2 Corinthians 11. In verse 13 here, Paul is talking about false teachers who had come into the church. And notice how he describes them. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. In other words, here were individuals who had come into the church who appeared to be true Christians, and they appeared to be ministers or apostles of Jesus Christ, but they weren't. And no wonder, For Satan himself, Paul says, transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. In other words, Satan looks good. There's a certain appeal to anything he does because he's appealing to that central void. He's appealing for our need for some kind of spiritual relationship, and he appeals to it. And so it looks good. And yet we can see the result. Now let's go back to, we were talking about Wicca. Let's go back to that concept of contacting the dead, seances, those kinds of things. Let's look what God told ancient Israel back in Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Because as our country continues to have more and more of a spiritual void, and there is a spiritual sickness that's at the heart of this country and it's eating it up. Our problems aren't economic. Our problems aren't military might. Our problems aren't Iraq. Our problems aren't terrorists. That's not at the core of the angst, of the anxiety, of the hunger the people in this country feel all the time. That really isn't, or those really aren't the issues. They are symptoms, but they aren't the issue. But the heart and core is the hunger for God that is not being filled. And that's the heart and core of the problems in this country. And as that hunger gets worse and worse, which it will, because we're becoming a nation of people who are totally self-centered. I. And as we fall deeper into that empty pit of living life for one purpose, to fulfill self, you can't fulfill self. There's the great irony. The more you spend your life trying to fulfill self without concerns for morality, without concerns for right and wrong, without concerns for other people, and without concerns for your Creator, the more you do that, the less self-fulfillment you experience. And so self-fulfillment becomes defined as pleasure. Whatever makes me feel good. But those are only the five senses, right? Whatever I can look at right now, or feel right now, or taste right now, or smell right now, whatever I can listen to right now, that fulfills one of my senses, therefore I feel pleasure, therefore I am happy. A half hour from now, I must do something else. But in fulfilling our senses, we never do get to the core issue. We never do get to the fact that inside every one of us is this deep, empty core. Because we were made to have a relationship with the one who made us. And in that deep, empty loneliness, we're trying to fill it in ways that will not work, because it can only be filled through God. Deuteronomy 18:9. So what happens is, we will now try to fill it by talking to the dead. We will now try to fill it by creating or going back to the old religions. We'll create new religions. Much of the New Age movement is simply old age things. And what we'll do is we'll go back and try to fill it in those ways. And when we do, here's what happens. When we do, we begin to lose contact with the Creator, and we begin to have more and more contact with the adversary. Oh, come on, we don't have contact with the adversary. Wait a minute. Why is it we need the spirit realm? Because we know it's there. We desperately need it to be there.
We'll rejoin Gary Petty from San Antonio right after this message.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
And now, back to Gary Petty at a live presentation in San Antonio, Texas.
Look what instructions God gave to ancient Israel in verse 9 of Deuteronomy 18. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. Now, abomination is a very powerful word in Hebrew. It means detestable. It means disgusting. These are things that God finds disgusting, that God finds detestable. He doesn't want anything to do with these things. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. In other words, child sacrifice is absolutely despicable to God. And there are ancient religions which they would actually practice child sacrifice. Now, while I'm glad we're above that, it wasn't that many years ago that in India, if a man died, his wife had to burn on the funeral pyre with him as a religious ceremony. We're only a couple generations removed from those kinds of things. He says, for those who practice witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead. He says, you will not do this to the eternal God. It is abominable. It is disgusting. Because it is not from Him. People who do this in the name of God do not do it for God. You must understand that. Either that or God's a liar. Or God is really arbitrary. Oh, I liked it today. I didn't like it back then, but I like it today. God says these things replace our need to have a relationship with Him with more emptiness, with more evil, with more anger, with more hurt. It can never be filled any more than Satan can ever be filled. He is an empty pit. And that is exactly where he will try to lead us, into an empty pit. He says, verse 12, for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations to the Lord, your God drives them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. And so here we have a direct command given to ancient Israel, not even to let those kinds of people in their land. So the occult itself and Christianity are two opposites that cannot come together. They are two viewpoints of life. They are two viewpoints on how the empty void within each human being should be filled, and they cannot coexist together. They can't. And we as Christians must make a stand. We must make a stand. Now, once again, you and I don't have the right to go drive those people from the land. They have a right to be here under a democracy. But as Christians, we must make a stand and say, we will not participate. And we will tell those things for what they are. We will tell the truth for what they are. That doesn't mean you hate somebody. It doesn't mean you mistreat anybody. In fact, if you're a true Christian, you treat everyone with love. Who knows? Maybe it is God's will that you be an instrument to bring someone out of that. But at the same time, we cannot become so tolerant that we just simply accept those things as okay. Because according to God, they're not. They're not okay. Ephesians chapter 2. We keep going back to Ephesians because this was Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. As we read in the book of Acts, Ephesus was a place filled with superstitious religions. And there were a large number of people there who responded to Christianity. They responded to the gospel message of Paul. They burned their books. They gave up their paganism. And they became Christians. So it's interesting to go back and read Paul's letter to Ephesus, because he's writing to people who had come out of these exact same kind of environments. So look what he says then in chapter 2, verse 1. He says, and you, talking to that group of people, who many of them had come directly out of paganism. He says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." He says, remember why you responded to Christianity. Because you realized you were dead. You realized that you could not fill the void and you could not somehow obtain eternal life. But when you realized that there was a Creator, and that Creator wanted to have a relationship with you, and that Creator sent His only Son so that you could be forgiven of your sins, that's how much love He has. And that Son is resurrected. That Son is at His right hand. That Son is returning. And you realize, hey, I'm alive. I have life now, but there's life after this for me also. He says, you who were dead in your sins, but He made alive, in which once you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. There is a spirit who works in people. He influences us all the time. The prince of the power of the air. He influences us in attitudes and in beliefs and in feelings and in thoughts. And we don't even know where they come from sometimes. That spirit world is there, and you and I interact with it every moment of every day in one way or another. But the prince of the power of the air is not the Creator God who created you for a purpose, who created you and loves you as His special creation, who wants you to be His son, who wants you to be His daughter. This isn't Him. This is someone who thinks that that way won't work, and who believes that if everybody just was driven by I, it'd be a much better universe to live in. Paul tells this group of Christians in verse 3, among whom also we all, he includes himself in this. He wasn't a pagan, he came from Judaism. He came from a worshiper of Yahweh. He came from as a worshiper of the true God and said, I also, we once all were motivated by the prince of the power of the air. Amazing thing for Paul to say, isn't it? As he actually became converted to what a true Christian is, what a true follower of Jesus Christ is, he looked back on his own worship of God and said, well, I didn't really know what I was doing.
We'll rejoin Gary Petty from San Antonio right after this message.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
And now, back to Gary Petty at a live presentation in San Antonio, Texas.
You can't drink that hole away. You can't take drugs and make that hole away. You can't have enough sex to make that hole go away. You can't do it. That hole's there because it can only be filled by God, the one who made us in a relationship with Him. You can't fill it. And He says, we all stuffed it and we stuffed it and we stuffed it and it was never full. But by His mercy and His love, even when we were dead in trespasses, verse 5, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. You and I didn't earn it. Anyone who has received the knowledge and the understanding and entered into a relationship with God through Christ didn't do it because they were better than anybody else. It's only because God reaches down and pulls us out of the sewer. We didn't climb out of it. We didn't even know it was a sewer. We didn't know it. We liked it. He says, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kingdom toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. He says, you don't earn this, but notice verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He says, now, if you want to have that emptiness filled, you come into a relationship with God, and now you live a different life. Instead of I, we begin to see life through the eyes of God. And as we see through life through the eyes of God, we begin to give of ourselves to others. We begin to understand that there are boundaries to life. There are laws that make this thing work. And when you break those laws, bad things happen. We begin to find out that how relationships work, how life works, how our job works, how everything is supposed to work because of this relationship with God. And now works are being done in us. It is just another empty void to claim that Christianity is giving your heart to Jesus and then just going around being the same old person. That's just another attempt to fill the void. Because when God begins to interact with us, and that hole is being filled by Him, we begin to become somebody else. We begin to see life through His eyes. And so just give your heart to Jesus and stay the same. It's just another wrong attempt to fill the void. It won't work. Oh, there's a great emotional experience with that. But one day you wake up and that hole's still there. Because all of us struggle as physical human beings with that void. All of us will struggle with that void until Jesus Christ returns. And we are changed in the resurrection. And it says we will see Him as He is. We will enter the spirit realm. And at that time, that void is gone. But it will always be there to one degree or to another, as long as you and I are physical human beings interacting with the spirit world. As I had said before, Satan did draw some of the angels with him, and they became demons. Are there demons? Yes. They are angels that are totally evil. They have their own will, they have their own personality. And there are millions of them, because we know that a third, according to the book of Revelation, a third of the angels followed Satan. There are millions of them. Now, can a person become possessed? We talked about that a little bit. We do know that at one point, remember, a man came to Jesus, was possessed. He cast the demons out. There was more than one. And they begged him if they could go enter into some pigs. So he sent them into a herd of swine. Those animals, when suddenly coming in contact with that evil in the spirit world, all went and jumped off a cliff and committed suicide. Now, I don't know about you. I don't think I've ever seen an animal commit suicide. Right? I've seen animals stop eating and slowly die because they were sick or something. But I've never seen an animal go out and kill itself. That herd of pigs, when confronted with the evil that exists in those beings, killed themselves. It is a terrible evil, and it is a reality. That's why we need to remember all the time what James says in James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There is a spirit realm. You and I interact with it all the time. Even if you don't believe in God, you feel it. You feel that hunger, that need, unless you just keep stuffing it with enough food or drugs or whatever you use so that you never have to deal with it, but it's there. Take away those defense mechanisms and it's there. You can't get away from it. That's because God has a plan. God has a purpose. You and I were made because God wants a family. He's creating children. That's the reason there are human beings. But we're not done yet. We have to finish being created. And God is finishing that creation. We must interact then with our Creator as He continues the creation process in us. Christianity isn't a point where you arrive. Christianity is a description of what you are becoming. We're becoming Christ-like. We haven't arrived yet. None of us have arrived yet. But we're becoming something. We're becoming like our older brother so that we can be part of a family in a spirit realm beyond this life, beyond the physical limitations. And the older you get, the more you realize just how much those limitations are that we have. Satan wants to pervert that relationship. Because you see, if we are interacting with our Creator, it affects how you live your life every day in a very practical sense. There's a way out of the religious confusion that you and I live all the time. It is in the person, the Creator of the physical universe, and the Creator of the spiritual universe. The one who created the angels. We've been called, and this is your call. Your call to know God and to know your elder brother, Jesus Christ, and to worship God not in emptiness, but in true spirit and in truth.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.